This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Hope I'm not the first to break it to you, but you are part Neanderthal. Oh, maybe about 2%, assuming you have European or East Asian heritage, that is. We've known about that quirk of our genome for a few years, but just when humans and Neanderthals interbred, well, now that's a bit more mysterious. Researchers have pegged that mixing to occur somewhere between 37,000 and 86,000 years ago. That's a 50,000-year span, a pretty wide gap. But this week, scientists have refined that estimate a bit, pushing back that mixing between our species to at least 50,000 years ago. Well, we're getting closer. And that new insight all started with a leg bone sticking out of a riverbank in Siberia. Here to tell us about it is Svante Paabo, a geneticist at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig. Welcome back to Science Friday, Dr. Paabo.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here again.
So this started with a leg bone sticking out of a riverbank in Siberia?
Yes. So there is actually quite a few people in Siberia who in fall, when the water levels are low in the rivers, travel the rivers to collect ivory from mammoths. And one of these people is an amateur paleontologist. His name is Nikolai Peristov. And in 2008, he found this bone that he immediately realized was of human origin.
And the DNA was in good shape that you could do a DNA analysis of it?
Yes. So the first thing we did when we got to analyze this bone was to date it. And we were then amazed that it was turned out to be 45,000 years old. We were so amazed, in fact, that we redid the dating and did it actually twice. And then we were, of course, very interested in what this was. And the DNA turned out to be well enough preserved, so we were able to do a very high-quality genome, as high a quality of the genome as we've previously determined from a Neanderthal and another relative of Neanderthals, the Denisovans. And it turned out to be a modern human, so someone closely related, at least, to the direct ancestors of people outside Africa today.
Wow. Wow. So how does this sample fit in with other modern humans in our fossil record, time-wise? Where would you place it?
Yes, so this guy then lived at a time when Neanderthals were still around and doing well. Neanderthals had at least another 5 or 10,000 years to live when this guy was around. He was an early person out of Africa and the Middle East, for sure. And we then compared his genome to genomes of people today in Asia and Europe, and also to Stone Age genomes of people in Europe. And we found that he was sort of equally distant to both people in Asia and to the Stone Age individuals from Europe. So it seems to be very close to the population that was a common ancestor of everyone outside Africa, both people in Asia and in Europe.
Wow. Let's talk about the Neanderthal connection here. As I mentioned, modern Europeans and East Asians have about 2% Neanderthal DNA. And then this guy did also, right?
Yes. So we were, of course, very interested in had he mixed with Neanderthals at all. And indeed he has. And overall across the genome, he has about 2.3% Neanderthal DNA, just like people in Europe and Asia today. But interestingly, it's differently distributed. So it's in large, much, much larger chunks than we have today. Hmm. And that is expected because as time goes by, these Neanderthal pieces get smaller and smaller in each generation. Because there is a process called recombination that happens when germ cells are formed, where the chromosomes, the two chromosomes we carry, exchange information. And when such breakpoints happen to hit these Neanderthal chunks, they get smaller over time. And from the size of these chunks, one had previously estimated the admixture with the Neanderthals, as you said, to somewhere between 40 and 90,000 years ago. And now with this individual, who's much closer in time to that, we could refine that estimate to somewhere around 300 generations before he lived, or, in other words, somewhere 50 to 60,000 years ago.
Hmm. Could you tell if this fellow was an ancestor of people living today, or did his line die out?
Well, So what we can say is he must have been at least close to the common ancestral population of Asians and Europeans. But it's in fact quite likely that it was part of an expansion of modern humans out of the Middle East, a very early expansion that may not have been successful. Because one has found stone tools in Central Asia and in Europe that people have speculated are done by modern humans in this period, 40 to 50,000 years ago, which was a warm period. And those stone tools, that type of stone tools, then disappear, and then there are Neanderthals in the area again. And now we have an actual modern human in this area at this time. So probably was part of this culture that made these stone tools, called the initial Upper Paleolithic, that then becomes extinct. It's quite likely, actually, if I speculate, that he has no direct descendants today.
But he was. But you suspect he was a pioneer of someone leaving. I mean, he's the oldest bones that are found outside of the Middle East and Africa.
Yes. So this is actually the oldest modern human, directly dated modern human remains that have been found outside the Middle East and Africa. So it's certainly a very early modern human to leave those areas.
So where do you go from here? What's your next step in the process?
Well, so one thing we are very interested in is understanding the process of mixture with Neanderthals better. We know that the major mixing must have happened early on, but there is some indication in this genome that there may have been a trickle of Neanderthal gene flow even later. There are some huge, huge chunks here that seems that they could have come into the genome later. So one direction we are very interested in going is also to look then in very late Neanderthals, the latest Neanderthals we can have our hands on, to see if we see gene flow in the other direction, if we can see modern human DNA in late Neanderthals, or if it was a really one-way road from Neanderthals into modern humans.
Interesting. Thank you, Dr. Pabo, for taking time to be with us today. Good luck to you. We'll keep track of what's going on.
Thank you very much.
Svante Paavo is a geneticist at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig, Germany.